Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 20% of American households earn passive income, with the median earnings sitting at around $4,200 a year. An estimate suggests that around 36% of millennials already make passive income of some kind, but how hard is it to make passive income? And is this too good to be true? Well, Paul Alex Espinoza has made more drastic career changes by his mid-30s than most people make in their lifetime. Paul was a local cop who later became a police detective. He decided he wanted a side hustle to help him raise passive income alongside his police salary, but he had no clue how big it would get. Today, he founded multiple businesses, including ATM Together and his new venture called Merchant Automation, along with even authoring a new book, From Blue to Digital Gold, The New American Dream. And he went from striving to achieve the American dream to making a multi-million dollar fortune in just a few years by way of passive income. And Paul actually is here today to talk to us about building passive income. And Paul, we appreciate your joining us here today.
Eric, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, we're doing good over here. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Looking forward to hearing from you. I'm sure the audience certainly is as well. Now, tell me, for starters, your backstory is fascinating, and certainly understand you have written a new book that we mentioned that inspires others to live the new American dream. Talk to me about the concept of the new American dream.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very simple concept. I have basically lived three lives. I was in corporate America for 6 years. I was in law enforcement for 7 years. And now I've been a full-time entrepreneur for almost about 4 years now. Through the life experience and finally turning 36 this past January, I finally realized that, you know what? The new rich, the new wealth is time freedom. And back when I was working for the Oakland Police Department in California, where I'm originally from, I realized that very, very quick. You know, I was making $250,000. I had a $1 million home in the Bay Area. One of the nicest neighborhoods. I had the car. I was able to go on vacations. But what I didn't have, Eric, I didn't have that time freedom. So I was literally trading my life for the old American dream. Well, my mom, especially my mom, she comes as an immigrant from Lima, Peru, and she's taught me and my two sisters to work very hard, and she's done a wonderful job. My two sisters are actually registered nurses, so we're all first responder family. But what I realized very fast, the last 2 years in my law enforcement career, I was working 80 to 100 hours a week. And I wasn't able to see my family. My personal relationship with my girlfriend at the time was taking a hit. I was barely able to actually even use the house that I had worked so hard for. And I finally realized that if I don't make residual income, I'm going to be stuck working for active income for the next 27 years. So I ended up talking to a friend who introduced me to a very simple side hustle. And essentially that simple side hustle is what allowed me as my financial freedom vehicle to transition into serial entrepreneurship, which we'll talk in the next few minutes, but ultimately ended up building multiple businesses and now employing over dozens of employees. And we've changed thousands of lives, helping average Americans, just like myself, build residual income as well.
Yeah, some of the stats that you gave us certainly was a wake-up call, not only to you to do something to bring in more income, but also looking for a passive income for sure. And I'm sure you've grabbed the attention of the audience with that back story and lead in here. Now, after so many years on the force, what made you transition into the eight-figure entrepreneur you are now, and how difficult was the journey?
Yes, Eric. And I know it sounds cliche, but if it was easy, everyone would do it, right? And I'm an average guy. I didn't even know what I wanted to do coming out of high school, but all I knew is that I was very independent and I wanted to make my own money. I wanted to build my own wealth. I wanted to impress my mom. I wanted to make my parents proud of me. So I would try little side hustles there since the age of 18. I used to be a nightclub promoter, then went to corporate America at the age of 21, all the way up to 26, transitioned into law enforcement from 26 to about 32, and then full-time entrepreneur from there on. But what I can tell you what was the biggest transition for me was realizing that we're getting older. We're getting older. I didn't have the energy that I had in my 20s. I didn't have the bandwidth. By the time I would get home, I would only have 3 to 5 hours of sleep a day. I was aging 2 to 3 times faster than I was in my 20s before law enforcement. Even though law enforcement is what I always tell everybody, built me to be a leader, built me to be the man that I am today, to be able to actually be a serial entrepreneur, because it showed me discipline. And it showed me hard work pays off, which it did. I became a detective within 2 years of my career, which is extremely fast in law enforcement. But I was able to do it because I put passion behind it and I saw the vision. So the last 2 years when I was talking to my friend hit me with this one line. If you only have one source of income, you're only one step away from poverty, Paul. And if you were to lose this job today, what do you have as a backup plan? And I didn't really have a backup plan. So that's where it put the seed in my brain to go ahead and build more residual income opportunities. So I'm able to focus on the primary job that I have to do as a detective to protect the city of Oakland and the community in there. And that's ultimately what allowed me to transition. Just that little seed, having that conversation with that one friend that actually cared about me. And that one friend actually is now my COO for one of my companies, ATM Together. He is now one of the co-founders for my new company, Merchant Automation. And he became a multi-millionaire within the 3 years because he believed in me. And I'm a big believer in bringing those who care about you in the very beginning with you. And you build wealth like that.
Hey, that's quite inspiring right there. Good stuff. Good information right there. Now, tell me, who was one of your biggest mentors and inspires to make that transition?
It was actually my mother. And I love my mother to death. She did everything for me. I mean, she was a single mother, came from Lima, Peru. She worked extremely hard, not knowing a lick of English when she was younger, when she first migrated here. And you know, she believed in the American dream. Her American dream was to buy her first house, which she did. She accomplished it. She was able to raise a beautiful family, to raise a bunch of good American kids, which she did. My sisters being in the medical field, first responders, working during COVID, me being a police officer in the city of Oakland, one of the most dangerous cities in America. We truly believe in working hard. We believe in working hard, but what really inspired me is I wanted to become the first millionaire in my family, which I was able to accomplish. I became the first multimillionaire in my family, which then I had the vision to building generational wealth and ultimately changing the dynamic of my mother, my stepfather, and my sisters. And that's what I've done. I've been able to do that in the past close to 7 years now since I've started with my first venture that has to do with automated teller machines.
I sensed early on that your mom is quite important to you, and no surprise that she's such an inspiration to you and you've done so well. She is your why. And when you've got a why, you can take it far. Let me tell you, today we're joined by Paul Alex Espinoza, a sought-after coach, speaker, and entrepreneur who transitioned from a distinguished career as an award-winning detective in law enforcement to becoming a successful serial entrepreneur in the world of digital marketing. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, let's look at the business here. You started in the ATM business and recently also went into merchant automation. Tell us about that business and the benefit to business owners.
Yes, Eric. Great question. So with merchant automation, if you're not in the merchant services industry, basically that's just jargon for credit card terminals. Now, as you guys know, every business, whether they are new, they are starting up, they use credit card terminals. So you're probably thinking, well, Paul, how am I supposed to get my foot through the door if the banks dominate this industry? That is very, very true. Majority of the banks, like Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they go ahead and they dominate this field because they have a massive corporation, so they're able to do numbers. With that being said, there is a brand new strategy that came out in the last few years. When COVID happened, everybody got used to paying convenience fees. Applications and companies like Uber Eats, where they charge $50 to get your burger delivered to your home, ended up booming to billion-dollar companies. This new strategy in the merchant services industry, the credit card terminals, is called the cash discount program. So now, the average entrepreneur like myself and you listening right now, you're able to leverage this strategy by going to your local merchant, which is the business owner, whether it's a liquor store, restaurant, or your favorite taco shop. And you're able to go in there and ask them, how much are you paying in credit card processing fees? They're going to tell you roughly they pay on average anywhere between $500 to $1,500 per month to allow their clients to use their credit cards. This is considered a convenience fee. With that being said, this strategy allows the merchant to completely wipe off all of their fees, which then means that they're able to use that additional $500 to $1,500 to go back into their business. So when you share the vision, you educate them and you build foundation with your merchants and you allow them to tell you, hey, what would an extra $10,000 in your business do for you? Could you hire another employee? Can you use that for your kids' college graduation? It's a no-brainer. We have been able to get around 400 locations last year since February of 2023 using the strategy. And in return, this is how you make money. You end up charging their clients for the convenience fee instead. The number one objection I always get, well, Paul, doesn't that mean that the merchant, the business owner, is going to lose clients? Guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. Some will say yes, some will say no, but at the end of the day, you are doing a service. You are actually going to go in there as the hero because you're looking out for the small business owner, which now in 2024, inflation is through the roof and business owners everywhere are looking for opportunities just like this, but they do not know it because the big banks don't want to tell them. The big banks are greedy. They don't want to tell them that they can save them hundreds of thousands of dollars either a year or in a few years. So now you as a small serial entrepreneur, you have the opportunity to reap the benefits and use your strategy to obtain local business owners' business, and you're able to save them a ton of money. And in return, you're able to make residuals from their clients.
Pretty exciting stuff right there. What an opportunity to tap into, no doubt about that. Now, what are some tips in your book for those who want to build a passive income, and what should they start doing right now?
Absolutely. I would highly recommend, I know I keep saying it sounds cliche because I always heard people say this as I was growing up, read a book, you know, go invest in yourself. It's true, guys. My life changed once I started reading books. I was not an avid reader growing up. I didn't know what I wanted to do coming out of high school. I barely got my associate's degree in college and I ended up dropping out, going to work in corporate America at the age of 21. But what I could tell you is what changed my life was reading a $5 book on Amazon just in business and sales. And then I was able to learn digital marketing. I was able to learn digital marketing, which is the newest method to market any business out there. So what I would recommend is start out with a book. If you guys want, I wrote my book specifically for folks that come from my background, that share the same type of story that I do. I was in corporate America. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. I was in law enforcement. I was trying to figure it out. I'm an average American. I was trying to help my family. That was my biggest why. So what I would recommend, guys, get a copy of my book. You could go to www.blue2digitalgold.com and get a copy. And we could give you a free copy. You just got to take care of shipping.
Now, tell me also, any tips for those that say they are scared to quit their 9-to-5 because they are comfortable in where they are? And that certainly is the problem. You're comfortable with that situation, but you could do a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I love this question because that was actually a limiting belief of my mother. And as you guys know, my mother was my inspiration for all of this. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have been able to be a multimillionaire. I wouldn't be able to be the man I am today. But she was the first one to tell me, Paul, do not quit your job unless your company's making $1 million. And I was like, Mom, I'm going to have to wait too long for that. I just have to take the risk. You have to believe in me. And I was able to show her my vision. I was able to tell her, look, I got this. I got the confidence to do it. And I didn't quit my job, guys, until I was making $130,000 a month on a couple of my businesses. But at the end of the day, all you have to look at is small goals, small wins. And this is what I tell everybody. Don't focus on making your first $1 million. Focus on covering your overhead expenses monthly. My overhead expenses monthly was $6,000 in the San Francisco Bay Area back in 2020. I was able to exceed that by double. I was financially free. I was able to reduce the workload from 80 to 100 hours to 40 hours. And then I doubled down on a second business, which was digital marketing. And digital marketing is what brought in multi-million dollars in revenue across the board for all my businesses. So focus on your first small win. Become financially free first, and then focus on making your $1 million.
Hey, certainly some good advice right there. Really appreciate that. I'm sure the listeners appreciate it just as well. Now, you also have a support network, I understand, online or a Facebook group where you help other entrepreneurs get started. Tell us about that.
Yeah, great question, Eric. So I have two specific Facebook groups that actually helps anyone who wants free advice. I've actually gone to the extent, I love to write. I love to write because of law enforcement. I've been writing reports for 7 years. So I wrote a free ebook that actually shares every single step that you guys need to do, whether you guys want to invest into the ATM industry, automated teller machines, or you want to invest into credit card terminals, either or. You can pick which one you want. I've also included free mini courses on there. So I don't believe in charging for education online. I think education should be for free. So go ahead and enjoy that, guys. You guys can check the groups out. It's called ATM Business for Beginners on Facebook. And then for the credit card terminals, it's called Cashless ATMs for Beginners. You guys can opt into these two free groups from my Instagram, Paul Alex.
And of course, listeners, we'll provide these links within the show notes of this broadcast, and we'll give you some other information on that as well. Now, another question for you. Anything you would have done differently when you first started out in business that would help those first starting out on a new journey like yourself?
Guys, I'm a big family guy. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I care for my good friends. I only have a small group of friends. I changed dramatically from when I was 18, 21, and then you grow as a person. But what I can tell you, the number one advice is focus on your vision, focus on yourself, but primarily know your why. Because a lot of people, they just say, I want to be rich. I want to make $1 million. But you got to focus on what is that $1 million going to do to your life? That's what you have to write down. And for me, the first $1 million was to dramatically change the lifestyle, but not only help my parents, but retire my parents. And that's what pushed me through the tough days. That's what pushed me through adversity. That's what pushed me to work 80 to 100 hours as a police officer. And then on top of that, build a multi-million dollar business on the side. If I could do it, every single one of you guys can do it as well.
Paul, we want to thank you so much for taking a moment to be with us here today. Certainly proud of what you've been able to accomplish early on in your life and making it happen. It's quite inspiring. I'm sure the listeners enjoyed hearing from you today. If listeners wanted to go to get more information on both the Merchant Automation side and to pick up your new book, where's the best place to do so?
Great question, Eric. So the first website, guys, you guys want to go to, you guys could go directly to merchantautomation.com. And then if you want to pick a free copy of my book, you just take care of shipping. You can go to www.officialpaulalex.com/free book. That is the special link that you guys can use to obtain your free copy of the book. And I know every single one of you guys are going to enjoy it because I wrote it from the bottom of my heart to help aspiring entrepreneurs, just like where I was at when I was trying to look for a solution. So thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And again, listeners, draw your attention to the show notes where links can be found there as well. Paul, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Take care.
You too. Again, we've been speaking with Paul Alex Espinoza, sought-after coach, speaker, and entrepreneur who transitioned from a distinguished career as an award-winning detective in law enforcement to becoming a successful serial entrepreneur in the world of digital marketing. He went from striving to achieve the American dream to making a multi-million dollar fortune in just a few years by way of passive income. And for further details, visit merchantautomation.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.